It's a famous football. There's a famous football player named Richard Sherman. He's very famous because he's very good at football. He's a probably one of the best defensive players in the league. He also happens to be a very, some would say, he has a lot of confidence. Maybe that's the best way to say. So yesterday was February 5th, and it was a very big hack before the Super Bowl. Whether him and his Ish Chayil, who he's not married to, they were expecting a son, a baby. And they were asked him, Richard, are you going to play? What about if the baby comes on the day? He said, don't worry, we're going to play. We'll deal with it when it happens. So what happened? The Super Bowl happened. There was no baby. What happened was, the baby was born yesterday. So I saw a tweet that Richard Sherman said. He said, my baby boy is very clever. He came out on 2/5/2015. He's referring to what's his jersey number, 25. Very good. So I took that as like, okay, that's one way to look at it. Or you could say, oh, nothing happens in my life as a coincidence. Someone could say, oh, my son's very clever. That, okay, if someone doesn't believe in Hashem or believe in God, then the baby's very clever. That he was ticking and talking inside. Oh, today's February 4th. I don't want to come out yet because my dad's number is 25, not 24. I don't think that's pshat. I think pshat is that Hashem wanted to maybe show Richard Sherman.
This is a real 25.
This isn't exactly. When it comes down to it, look at me in your life. We all have those messages in our lives. We all have those messages that Hashem comes knocking in our life. There's a famous idea of the Ibn Ezra on this parsha. I think it will connect very well to this. Ibn Ezra says, one of the Ten Commandments is something called Lo Sach Mon Eshes Re'echa. What does that mean, Lo Sach Mon Eshes Re'echa? You shouldn't desire your friend's wife. You shouldn't desire your friend's things. Asked Ibn Ezra, Rabbi Storch told me this around 6-7 years ago. Up until this day, it's probably one of my favorite ideas. Ibn Ezra says, how could Hashem ask you not to desire what your friend has? Let me give you a mashal. If you have a, let's say you have a Honda Toyota. My parents' car always growing up was a Honda Toyota. And my friend's car was driving, like you guys driving a Jaguar. Right? Someone in my wife's family has a Jaguar. How could you tell someone not to want the Jaguar? The Jaguar is supposedly a much more chush of a type of a car than a Honda than a Toyota Camry, whatever it is. How could Hashem ask for that in the Torah? Right? A guy has a big house. You know, you go to these mansions in Back Lawrence. And I just live in a Pushit apartment in Washington Heights. How could you tell someone that you shouldn't want a big house than what you have? Answers Ibn Ezra, an amazing idea with a mashal. I love mashal. This is probably one of the best mashal I've ever heard. He said, there's a kingdom. You have a Disney movie. Let's think of it in Aladdin. You have the princess, right? Jasmine, right? Jasmine's royalty. She's in the kingdom, right? Does a peasant named Aladdin have any chash that one day he's going to marry her? Why? Because they're in two different leagues. She's in the professional. She's an NFL player, and this guy's he's playing high school football in the parking lot with the kids on Motzei Shabbos, right? You know, they're in two different worlds, in two different leagues, right? Aladdin is in a chash. Okay, the whole point of the movie of Aladdin was that someone from the peasantry got married, whatever. Then that's not for now. But the message is very clear. The guy Aladdin has no desire because he knows that they're in two different worlds. So too in our lives, when we look at our friends and we look at our friends' possessions, Hashem's saying, don't look at yourself, okay, like you're on the same level or you're in the same ball game or you're in the same league. You're in two different worlds. You're in two different leagues. So don't think that, okay, it's you can't compare. Because whatever you need, that's what Hashem gave you. If you needed the big house or if you needed the Jaguar, Hashem would have given you the Jaguar. If you needed the 98 on the test, he would have given you 98. The fact that you got an 84, I was always a very, very big 84 guy. You got an 84! That's what I should, and I was very happy with the 84. But some of these guys, like this one freshman always comes over to me. Rabbi, you hear? I got an 86 at my Gemara final. 86! That means you got 86 points in 14-1. That's amazing. But for him, that's not what he needed. He needed more. So how do we tie this in? How do we tie this in, Richard Sherman? Very, very easy. Everything in our lives comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything. Not. There isn't a text message. There isn't a thing that happens in our lives that doesn't come from Hashem. It means if you get to a red light and it takes a little long, that's not just a stomp thing that the camera's not going. That's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when it comes to a marriage specifically, I mean, you guys aren't looking to get married yet. I mean, I hope so. And some maybe in the Hasidic world, maybe they are at your age already. But when it comes down to it, people are always saying, I have to do this to Shabbos, I have to talk to a million people, I have to, you know, I have to give the Shadchan present this. Does anyone ever think to give a Shadchan present to Hashem? You know, sometimes you go to a L'chaim, and they're always thinking the parents. I'm not saying not to think the parents. Think the parents. And think the Shadchan. But how could you think people and not think Hashem? How could you be at L'chaim? How could you be at an Ofraf and not start with the words, thank you Hashem for making this happen? But I think the number one thing, this message is very clear for a Chasam Kal. That's not Stam, that whenever a Chasam Kal come together and then they get married, that everything comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Richard Sherman, if he's listening, maybe he'll listen one day to this. Maybe if you make the title something about Richard Sherman, maybe he'll Google his name and he'll see. Richard Sherman, it wasn't because of your jersey number your son decided to come out yesterday. That was the day that Hashem decided your son should come out. And Rabbi Hashem, we should take this idea of the Eben Ezra, of a Lo Sachma, to realize that Hashem blesses us with everything that we have. And everything that we have comes from straight from Hashem. And nothing that happens to us in our lives is Stam, or happenstance, or something like a Mikra. Everything comes from Hashem. Amalek, we're coming up to Purim. Amalek says what? Amalek says, Asher Karcha Badarach, right? They happen to you on the way, right? Karcha comes from Lashon Mikra. Amalek says Hashem doesn't exist. Everything happens in happenstance. Nothing exists. Amalek says there's no such thing as Hashem. No, we say no, Amalek. Kadosh Baruch Hu Davka exists. Don't think that anything in our lives stop happens for nothing. Everything's directed by Hashem. If we have this message in our lives, not only for Chasam Kal, but also for in our lives, sometimes we go through challenges or hardships, we realize Hashem is almost always there. We call out to Him, we realize that everything that happens to us in our lives comes from Hashem. We should do this. We should be Zocha. To fight off any Yetzirah of Lo Sachma, to realize that Hashem blesses us with everything that we have and we need. When we have that idea, we'll be able to grow to the best of our abilities and in our own Avodas Hashem. Shabbos.